Thank you, Father God, for every prayer warrior that said yes, that chose to be obedient to the assignment that you put on their hearts and the word that you anointed them with, God. Thank you, God, for just delivering through them your word and the Holy Spirit, God. God, thank you for the shaking and the breaking of things, but also thank you for the pouring out of the nurturing and the planting and the growing of things through all of the amazing diligent mothers who shared their prayers, God. I am so grateful for the women that you have assigned to my life, God. God, because I absolutely feel them uplifting me as I listen to each prayer. And so I know that everyone that comes under the sound of my voice and the voices of the women who have prayed today, God, that they are going to be abundantly blessed and that things are going to break off of them, that their families are going to be covered for generations to come, God. I just thank you so much for that, Lord Jesus, God. And I just want to add in another prayer for the day as we move into the 8th and 9th hour, Lord Jesus, of this 12-hour praying and fasting, Lord Jesus, God. I just want to say thank you for your blood. Thank you for your sanctification. God, we've already seen the anointing and oil and outpour of oil from each woman, God, how each one of them have diligently been obedient and pouring out the oil in the bottles that you gave them, God. God, but some of us feel like the blood, the pressure and the pain of what we're experiencing, God, can sometimes just be too much, God. God, but I praise you for your word because it says that in Leviticus 8, that Aaron, his sons, and the garments were mixed with the blood and the water and the oil. God, and what that tells me, Lord Jesus, is God, the blood still works. And that you will not waste anything that we are experiencing. God, I felt the target on my back already as I woke up this morning and as I've gone through the day. And so I know that the other women may be feeling it as well. But that just means that we are pressing in on the enemy strong. And we got his foot on his neck and we're not going to let up. And so as we move into this other day of racing through the rest of the hours of prayer, God, I ask that you continue to fortify us, God. That you continue to give us your blood, God. That you continue to help us to have a mind of you, God. That you continue to let us know that there is nothing wrong that we're doing by following you, Father God. I praise you and I worship your almighty, magnificent, and matchless name, God. Because you've been so good. You've been so good, so gracious to us, God. You've been so merciful to us, God, and we absolutely don't deserve, but you keep showing up for us and you keep pouring out to us, God. And I just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Holy, holy is your name, righteous and matchless and powerful, that I get to be a part of your kingdom, that you chose us and selected us by hand, designed us for the miracles and signs and wonders in this earth, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lead us on the rest of this race for our 12-hour day, God. The prayer and the fasting, restore our hearts, our souls, and help us to experience the breakthrough of what we're asking for on today. With great expectation, I praise and lift up your mighty name. Amen.